from baseball cards.
Oh, boy, free trading cards.
To bobbleheads and everything in between. It's time for the Collector's Corner on 1600 ESPN.
Do this every week, usually around 5:30, but to accommodate my conversation with Rich, we'll move it up. Today, we talk cards and collectibles here on 1600 ESPN. Sports cards and collectibles, a hobby of mine that I've been involved with since I was 10, so hey, why not talk about it on the radio? And if you missed our past segments dating back to early June, you can go to our website, kgymradio.com. Click onto my podcast page, Spencer on Sports. Go to the podcast tab, click Spencer on Sports, and you'll see the Collector's Corner podcast right there for you on the website. You can catch up on past episodes, download it if you like. You can play it right there on the website. Certainly do appreciate those of you that have listened in, asked questions, sent in topic ideas. Appreciate that as always. And if you do have questions or comments, you can send them in right now via the text line 319-366-1600. You can also send me an email for future ideas, spencer@kgymradio.com. You can also reach out via social media at SW on the radio on Twitter, or X is where I am the most active. Feel free to send me a message on there. I'd be happy to engage with you about the sports card hobby and sports memorabilia, and do that with you and talk about it with you here on the airwaves. Interesting, a couple all-star notes. We just got through the Major League Baseball all-star game, and a player who got into the game last night, Matt Strom of the Philadelphia Phillies. If you are a card collector, you probably know he is a collector too. And he's actually got a TV show, The Card Life. It's on Bally Sports. If you get Bally Sports around the local area, you may have seen it. That's him. He was in the all-star game last night. He did something cool last night in the game. He wore a belt. That's what was cool. He wore a belt in the game. No, he wore a belt that had his cards on it while he was playing. It was a belt custom made from his own 2023 Topps cards. So he had a little bit of his own card memorabilia on during the game. He also had 4 autographed copies of his 2024 Topps card in his back pocket during the game. So he signed them. He actually, on one of them, inscribed his what he thought was going to be his pitching line for the game, his stat line. And he's actually taking those to the National Sports Collectors Convention in Cleveland next week. So if you are going to the National in Cleveland, I haven't been to the National in forever. Maybe we'll talk about the National on next week's segment. But the National is, well, it's the National. If there's something in sports memorabilia that exists and you can't find it at the National, you must be trying hard not to find it, because it is it's you could truly find everything there. People bring highest of high-end stuff there. There's tons of, you know, singles and all that stuff to look through. But Matt Strom gonna be showing those off at the National in Cleveland next week. We told you a similar story recently about Corbin Carroll and Bobby Witt. The Diamondbacks and Royals, respectively, Bobby Witt Jr., they did the similar thing that Matt Strom did, put their own cards in their pockets while playing, and then, auction them off. So not a unique thing, at least this year, but still not the most common thing to happen. What else is hot and trending in baseball cards? Well, that's Paul Skenes. Duh, Paul Skenes has taken the baseball world by storm. Certainly one of the stories of the year in baseball. And, people, surprise, surprise, Isaac, they want Paul Skenes and his trading cards and his autographs. Since his debut on May 11th, more Skenes cards have been submitted for grading to PSA than any other baseball player except Shohei Ohtani and Ellie De La Cruz. So there's two players who stand above Paul Skenes right now, and I wouldn't be surprised within the next month if Skenes surpassed at least Ellie De La Cruz on it. On eBay, PSA 10, which is the highest grade, copies of his Bowman cards, which are his first cards in the hobby, first pro cards, have both jumped more than 80% from mid-June to the All-Star break this week. And more than a dozen of his cards have sold for over $5,000. Again, I ask the question, could you ever justify paying $5,000 for a piece of cardboard with a picture of a baseball player on it? I could not, and I don't know how people do it.
Well, hopefully they're the type of people who can just spend $5,000 on it.
Yes.
I like this, so I can just buy it now
yes.
if I want to.
Chances are that's who we're talking about, right. But unfortunately there are some...
I assume there are some people who
spend way over their means yeah. and will think they can flip the card for 10 grand, and then they end up losing pretty much all their money. With Skeens, it might be tough because he's going to continue to be good, but unless... The Pirates, they have to make the playoffs for him to have a chance to do anything. They're in the wild card hunt. I don't think they're going to win the division because they're still behind Milwaukee and St. Louis. So you're banking on him continuing to dominate, which he has. You're banking on the Pirates maybe making some moves at the deadline, going all in to take advantage of the Skeens momentum. No guarantee they do that. And you're banking on him going on a magical playoff run that ends in a World Series, and that's a lot to ask even for someone as dominant as Paul Skeens has been. But more than a dozen of his cards have sold for $5,000. There was one, in fact, over the weekend that sold for $8,600, and another one numbered out of 150 that sold for $6,100 for a Paul Skeens trading card. I don't even have one in my collection, so I do this all the time. I see a guy that maybe I should buy a couple cards of here and there. I always buy at the or be, get interested in someone at the worst possible time. I should have bought Paul Skeens a long time ago, and I didn't. And now, well, some of his stuff is still affordable. I don't need an autograph. I just want to. It's like Wemby. It's like Victor Wembanyama. I don't need the highest end card for him. Just get me a card that's a nice card. And it'll be fine, in my opinion. So I'm always too late to the game. I did with Jordan Love too.
Oh yeah, his card is kind of crazy right now.
I should have bought. I could have gotten a Jordan Love autograph in like 2021.
Oh yeah, I bet. 2020. Like, when he wasn't the starter, it was
for
probably dirt cheap,
under $100, and now it's like 500.
His signature is fun though too.
He's got a heart.
It's a J and then a heart.
J and a heart. Yeah. So I miss out. That don't take my advice. Well, take my advice because if you know I occasionally hit on stuff, but when it comes to you know card like I'm following the trend. That's all. That's all I have to say. But Paul Skeens, the average price by the way for his stuff on eBay has jumped to $95. So. It's going up. Surprise, surprise. And this news here, we talked last week about, in the last couple weeks, about the Caitlin Clark set. See a lot more people posting their pictures on social media of the blaster boxes, the Caitlin Clark collection set that's out right now that you can get at your local stores out there. I talked a little bit about what I saw from it on last week's segment, but... we know that she has a deal with Panini. Panini soon to have WNBA trading cards, I think later this fall. Someone in a past segment talked about it or sent it in on the text line, but they're set to have the WNBA, her first WNBA cards, and this rookie class in general is going to be very popular, of course. So she has that deal with Panini, and Panini now has a partnership with Stuart Haas Racing to serve as the primary sponsor of the number 4 Ford Mustang, driven by Josh Berry, and he will be in the Brickyard 400 this weekend at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. Well, the car that he'll be driving not only has Panini's logo, but also has Caitlin Clark in trading card form on the hood of the car. The paint scheme features Caitlin Clark, one of her insert sets from that Caitlin Clark collection that I mentioned on the hood of the car. Reigning threes, and there's her picture right on the hood of the car. Of course, the race is being held in Indianapolis. Caitlin Clark plays for the Fever, so it just makes sense that they kind of make that connection there. But Panini also in the NASCAR game, if you're a NASCAR collector, a WWE collector, that is the place to go for that. And they're combining their NASCAR brands and, they're one of their big ticket brands in Caitlin Clark into one, in that one, that one, that one kind of opportunity this weekend at the Brickyard.
Do you think that when the WNBA cards do come out, do you think that Caitlin Clark's like Iowa card stuff takes a dip in price? Because typically when the pro stuff does come out, typically what happens is the college stuff is less valuable, I suppose you could say. But with her, I feel like the Iowa stuff's just going to still remain at this a popular price there, or high price.
I think her original, like the Topps Iowa stuff, is going to hold value because it's the first stuff of her in an Iowa uniform. Unfortunately, I think, and from what I'm seeing on social media, I just looked at Facebook during the break there, the Caitlin Clark collection that Panini came out, it appears to have been widely produced. There are people posting pictures of grocery stores and big box stores in other parts of the country that have stacks on stacks on stacks of those boxes. So I think those cards specifically, and it kind of stinks because it's the newest product out there, unless you pull a rare insert, an autograph, or a numbered card, which, again, I opened a couple boxes and got one. And, you know, people are just getting absolutely nothing in some of those. I think those will lose value, but I think her Iowa stuff, especially for college collectors or collectors of her specifically, will stay somewhat relevant. It's not going to be the same as a guy like Bryce Young or CJ Stroud or, you know, in the NFL or even the NBA, where college stuff just absolutely plummets, certain college stuff. I think her college stuff will stay true to form, but the other products, some of the more widely produced ones, will be dropping in value. 319-366-1600, 7470 on the text line, reminding us about Prizm draft picks coming out for college football collectors. That's the first. Panini's schedule for football releases is so messed up because they put the college stuff out before the NFL stuff, but then they wait a long time for the NFL stuff to come out. So you're still seeing 2023 product come out. Like the hot item right now in football is optic football, and that's the last year's class, which has CJ Stroud and Anthony Richardson in it and Bryce Young. And well, that season was over back in February with the Super Bowl. So it's like they just came out with the boxes and the packs within the last couple months. And it's like, they're so far behind. So some of that college stuff for now will be, you know, valuable. Cooper DeJean, you know, some of the Iowa State guys that might be in there. But that's one of the big things. College football cards, you can go to any store, they're just sitting there, because once the NFL stuff is out, people just, they lose interest. And it's good for the collector, I think, because if you like that stuff, like, and you like opening college product, you can get some of that stuff at a deep discount. Sometimes they go on the discount rack and you can pull some nice stuff out of there, but you have to wait for it to drop in price before you can do that, to get any like really, really good value out of it.
Yeah, but I mean, for people in this area specifically, though, where Iowa and Iowa State are going to be like the most, you know, sought after team stuff, probably, it's pretty good. There's a lot of good deals on like eBay and stuff too for former Iowa and Iowa State players that have pretty cheap signatures with Iowa stuff on. So that's kind of fun.
Yeah, it's really interesting, and we could do a whole segment, I think, on it here on the show, but it's interesting to see how much the college trading card market has changed. Because I remember back when I was a kid, there was a company called Press Pass, and they had the sole college rights, and then they lost out to Upper Deck, and Upper Deck only had it for a year, and then Panini got it, and it just kind of bounced around for a bit. And now Topps has it, and it's really taken off. But still, though, there is this kind of hump to get over, right, with the value when the pro cards come out. It's not for NIL has done wonders for it, I think, because in those sets, they're not just printing Bryce Young, CJ Stroud, you know, those kind of guys. They're printing guys that are still in school. I'm trying to think of, you know, Brady Cook from Missouri, or, you know, just listing off, like, those guys are still there. Milan Momcilovic, he has cards in the most recent Bowman University basketball set. Well, he's, I think, going to have a pretty good year for Iowa State. So if you're a Cyclone fan or, you know, looking for someone to collect, you know, if you're looking at things from a monetary perspective and he has a really good 2024-25, that could be, you know, something like that. I'm not giving you investment advice at all, but that's, you know, that, I mean, people look at stuff like that, and to have that kind of opportunity to collect current college players in a set is something that never happened before. It was always campus legends or current rookies, and now you have it, you know, available for multiple kind of years and players to chase. So it's interesting, certainly, how it has evolved. 319-366-1600. That's an early edition of Collector's Corner here today. Appreciate the interaction on the text line here this afternoon. We'll do it at its normal time next week, Wednesday at 5:30 here on 1600 ESPN. Podcast will be up for you here in just a little bit to get you all caught up on everything that we talked about on the segment, Collector's Corner, here on Eastern Iowa's home for sports, 1600 ESPN. Get into our next conversation, part of our Mental Health Awareness Day. Rich Nesmith, from Foundation 2 Crisis Services is going to join me coming up in just a couple minutes. We'll hear from him as we continue this important conversation here on a Wednesday afternoon.